Blog Talk Radio.
All right. What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Miss Queen T, and your girl, Magasi, is on the line with me. This is Miss Queen T and Magasi show right here, only on Next to Blow Radio. That's how we do it every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. Standard Time. Shout out to the intro song right there. Magasi is all like, she's feeling it over there. So.
Yo, I'm over here like, who is that? OMG. He sounds so cute.
Oh, shout out to my boy Big Mike. You already know that was Big Mike from Day 26. You know, he was one of our guests, so had to go ahead and play that into a song for him, showing him some love. Make sure you guys check him out. But you know, tonight we got a real good show for you guys lined up tonight. Definitely got some hot artists tonight. And basically, before I introduce the artist, I'm gonna let Magasi let you guys know how you guys can tune in, log on, and all that good stuff. Go ahead, Magasia.
First of all, I want to say good evening to everybody who's already tuned in, that's logging in right now to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show live here on Next to Blow Radio. If this is your first time tuning in to our show, best believe that it will not be your last. And just a reminder, if you want to talk to either myself, Miss Queen T, or our guest of the night tonight, make sure you press that 1 When you hit that one, you're going to hear a lovely young lady say, you are now in queue. When she says you're now in queue, that is letting us know that you are ready to go live with us. We're going to definitely take the calls as they come in. Now, if you want to go ahead and talk to us in the chat box while you're playing music and whatnot, make sure you log on to, in your browser, type in www.blogtalkradio.com/nextoblowradio with one word. Again, 718-664-9115. We have a crazy, nice show for you guys tonight. I'm very excited, and Ms. Queen, please, I'll let you know who we're bringing on tonight.
Definitely, definitely. Make sure you guys, first, we have coming through Felicia, you know, say Mota family over there coming through. She's a great R&B singer. If y'all don't know who she is, y'all tripping. Y'all definitely got to go YouTube her, Google her, whatever, or just stay tuned in to get to know her. And later after that, we got Lazy Bo from Bone Thugs and Harmony coming through, blessing the Miss Queen T. Magasia show right here on Next to Bo Radio. Like I said, Lazy Bo is coming through as well. Also, you know, coming through to talk about what they got going on. Also talking about the show that they got lined up out here June 9th. This coming Sunday, they both will be with Juvenile this Sunday in Minneapolis here at the show. Oh, we'll have a sound bar.
Girl, you look good with your band there. Girl, you grab some of that, boy. And then, yeah, you know, the first of the month is the first of the month. It's not the first of the month, but I had to say that real quick. You know, everybody was thinking that.
Oh, no, right? That was classic. Classic right there. Definitely. You know, shout out to everybody tuned in. We're going to get into some callers. Unless you said, if you guys want to call in at any time, dial 718-664-9115. And we definitely will take you live. You guys got to press the 1 to go live with us. So definitely salute to all the people that have been rocking with us. We're going to get into this first caller calling out of the – so let me bring my switchboard up. All right, let's go ahead and bring in this 972. Using first call we're going to bring in. My computer freezing. Shout out to my computer. let's go ahead and bring him in. Call us in the 972. 824, caller, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, y'all already know who it do. It's your boy, Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's, Mr. Googleable, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area stand up, aka Mr. Bing Me Bitches, aka Mr. Visa, because I'm everywhere these lame niggas want to be, aka Mr. Ziploc, because I keep it fresh and tight, and aka Mr. 1 year anniversary on their ass. What it do, Next to Blow, Queen T, Magasia, rhyme with Hennessy.
Hey, real quick, though. Yeah, shout out to Miami Heat, though, for getting that last night, though. What you got to say about that, nigga?
Oh, you want to get me on your show and you want to hoo ride? Okay.
Of course. You know what we do? Of course.
You know what I'm saying? What about Chris Bosh looking like he mad when LeBron was, you know what I'm saying, all over dude's ass like that, though?
Hey, you know, I don't know what he got going on over there, but, yeah, but he whooped that ass last night. We whooped that ass.
Is it, nah, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got lucky, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Fuck Team Hairline. Fuck up Team Hairline, all them niggas fucking up. Shout out to Wade. He was the only real dude. He didn't have to go nowhere to get his ring. You know what I'm saying? He stayed home. So, shout out to the man, Wade.
Yo, hitting that. Anyway, how you doing, though?
What happened?
Huh?
See, Queen T, she wasn't on there last night, so she don't know what was the beef she got right now. Oh my gosh, she don't know what the beef she got right now.
Yeah, me and Dope got beef. See, like, we have been idolized by her show. It was crazy.
Trust me, I believe that. I tune in every week, and I feel bad. Like I said, I feel horrible, so I'm sorry.
Me and Magasi almost came to blows over this heat shit.
Hell yeah, man. I had to check Dope real quick. You know, I had to check him. He's on his own show, you feel me? But he kept putting me on mute and said, how you going to try my tea, though, man? Don't come to Miami. You'll get whooped. Don't come to Miami, dog. You're going to get your ass whooped.
Hey, Queen, she said she's going to get the Haitians to put me in the trunk, though. I was like,
Hell yeah. We're going to put your ass in the cage, nigga, and beat your ass with a street sock. Put all of them Golden Day County, man.
Hey, man, that's what's up, man. Hey, you know I love y'all. I'm glad y'all on this week, you know what I'm saying? My week don't start off right if I ain't got y'all, you know what I'm saying, to call in and talk shit, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know y'all my favorite ladies, Team Wet Wet in the building.
Yes, Team Wet Wet is in the building, yes.
Hey. Yo, Dope, I know you sent over a new track. We should go ahead and get into this track. As soon as I pull it up, you just sent over a new song for us, for our ears.
You already know, your boy, I just dropped the California mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that downloaded it, listened to it, tweeted it, liked it. Hey, I appreciate all y'all. Shout out to my man GR Smooth for hosting it. Shout out to my man Scribes, you know what I'm saying, from the GR Smooth show for, you know what I'm saying, doing the graphics. This one is for the Blast Your Thoughts mixtape, you know what I'm saying, coming out in July, you know what I'm saying? Then your boy is always working, man. Blast got me like a slave. I feel like Kuta Kinte. I ain't had a day off. You don't have to say something about that. I need to call the landlord or something. I ain't had a day off yet.
Well, go ahead and introduce us for the listeners, Dope.
Hey, if y'all ever hear me, you always hear your boy say, "What it do?" So, you know what I'm saying? It's only right. I had to make the song called "What It Do." You know what I'm saying? "What It Do."
Show.
What it do when I'm on the block? What it do when I'm at the spot? What it do when the beat knocks? What it do? What it do? Holla at your boy and tell me what it do. Another beat to wreck. I have no sense, better have my check. Moving, can't stand still. Mobbing in the coupe de ville. Wood on the wheel, haters in the grill. Nomad in the streets, he'll see when I creep. Kill him in his sleep. Rap versus all I eat. Call BAU, cause I'm murdering beats. I'm cooking all beats. Hot, turn up the heat. Dope, what it do? Nigga thought you knew. Paper posted on the avenue. Too slow to get it. Yeah, you probably missed it. But I'm this quick when it comes to the business of hoes and foes. Kinda like a trick, yellow. I'm specific, but your boy's not listening. Don't bad music. Don't get a twist and stop playing with yourselves. Getting a flame, that's a red sign. What it do when I'm on the block? What it do when I'm at the spot? What it do when the beat knocks? What it do? What it do? What it do? What it do? Holla at your boy and tell me what it do. Call me Django, pistol fandango. Ain't no movie, don't want a better angle. My shit, that's what I spit daily. I'm rap tight, and your boy still crazy. Bouncing off padded walls, cause I'm always pulling draws. Call me a dentist, always put my tool in some jaws. No filter, and a brother always coming raw. Magnum, but you didn't see that coming, y'all. Cannonball, I got him running, huh? Put a hurt on Bert, leave a skid mark. Face down in the dirt, peanut butter. They calling me Skippy with the 4-5, can't lie. Spread them out in a jiffy, putting hoes in bows. Kinda like a trippy, yellow, unspecific, but your boy's not listening. Dope bad music, don't get it twisted. Stop playing with yourself, get inflamed at the red side. What it do when I'm on the block? What it do when I'm at the spot? What it do when the beat knocks? What it do? What it do? What it do? What it do? Holla at your boy and tell me what it do. What it do when I'm on the block? What it do when I'm at the spot? What it do when the beat knocks? What it do? What it do? What it do? What it do? Holla at your boy and tell me what it do.
I'm trying out new shit, you know what I mean? Gotta switch it up a little bit.
What it do? Yeah, nigga, talk the shit, nigga, what it do? Remix, nigga.
support your boy. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know who I am, I'm Dope Ass Music. If you're saying no S's, no C's, and if you're scratching your head right now saying, well, how the fuck do you spell that with no S's or C's? That's DOPEAZZMUZIK, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check me out on Blast Your Thoughts every Monday on the No Filter Radio Show. You know what I'm saying? On Blast Your Thoughts. You know what I mean? And that's what he do. Shout out to my man Blast, a.k.a. Russell Simmons, and shout out to Big Duke Fan 99.
Definitely. All right, dope. Definitely keep your mic unmuted for you, you know, so you already know how it is. We're going to get into a few more calls before we get into our first guest. Felicia will be coming through in about 5 minutes, so make sure you guys stay tuned for that. And then later, in a few minutes after that, Lazy Bone will be coming through. So if you guys are tuned in, make sure you stay tuned in. If you guys are trying to go live with us, press the 1. I'm going to get into the next caller from the 612-644. Caller, you're live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's your boy, Uzi McGee. I'm from Southside, Minneapolis. Just everybody at the radio station.
Hey, gang.
Yo, gang, we in this thing.
What's good, Uzi? How you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing great, awesome. Uzi, go ahead and do you have any shout outs you want to give? I know you just gave out some shout outs, but go ahead and let everybody know where you're calling from.
Shout out to Skill Gang, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Miss Sweet Queen, Next to Blow Radio Station, Rico the Chris King, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to DOM, you know what I'm saying? We, man, take over.
Definitely. Hey, and look, I'm still waiting for that music. You still haven't sent it over, so I mean, you get on.
I sent it to you, man. It ain't going through.
All right,
I'm gonna be sending that to you shortly then.
All right then. Thank you, and shout out to you. And definitely stay tuned, okay? So you can
I got you.
About that. Okay. Shout out to Uzi, shout out to Problem, shout out to Soda Banga, shout out to DZ, Scale Gang right there. Let's go ahead and get into the next caller from the 540, caller 872. Caller, you live. Who is this and where are you coming from?
What's happening, my native queen? It's Dawa. What's up, cutie? Is she Magasi on the phone, too?
Oh, my God.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm sorry that I ain't been focusing on y'all station because I had to get ghost for a minute, but I'm back in full effect. Yeah, so how y'all been?
We miss you. How you been, man?
I've been living. This writing, doing a lot of writing. I'm going to the studio in about a week after the 12th, sometime after the 12th. So, and I'm going to make sure my neighbor Queen, I'm going to make sure you get some music too. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
I at least owe you that much.
Sounds
definitely
good.
Yo, shout out to Dawood. This is one of our main supporters too. And you know, it's crazy, me and Magasi be talking about you all the time. I'm like, yo, where's Dawood? So definitely so thankful that you're back. Yo, seriously, I'm so happy to see you on my timeline again. So
I wanted to tell y'all, thank y'all for, you know, mentioning about me while I was ghost for a minute. But I was on a Manic Mondays with Tweety B, and I shot a doll out on the show. And I said, shout out to next girl. I'm down with Live Out Turn Show. I'm down with Grind Hard, too, and Grussel Hard. But y'all all connected, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I always shout, you know, everyone out that's down with them, you know what I'm saying? So to show everybody love, you know what I'm saying? So I did stuff with y'all last night. Yeah. Did you see the cartoon she made? Did you see the cartoon?
Yeah, she always be making them cartoons. She
don't
with that.
She got
that
your
though.
Name up there, Tweety B. I mean, excuse me, Queen T. She got
your
really?
Name up there. Oh, I didn't
even
see
it. It's a picture of a girl, like a cartoon girl, and it says, I'm Miss Queen T, and I support a Live Out Turn Show or something like Romantic Money or something like that. And it got me, too. She put me in the show, too. So I was trying, yeah, you got to check it out. It's on my wall. You gotta check it out, yeah. But they good people down there.
Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna check that out when I get off air and shout her out. I didn't even get to read the whole thing.
Yeah,
you gotta check that out.
Yeah, most definitely. But I love y'all, ladies, man. Y'all been following me since the whole beginning, so you know I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? I'm blessed. But I'm gonna make sure you definitely get some of my new music's coming out because you know I'm behind on my music project. I'm like 6 months behind, so. So, you know, I got Queen T, what's up with your music? You make that music yet?
Yeah, Queen T about that life, man. She's supposed to
dump
a record.
No,
like
I'm not.
Ago.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not.
About that rap record. Come on.
You ain't make the music?
Huh? What? You got
to spit
them 16 bars at least, man.
You Queen
know?
T. What's
up?
Listen, man. You hear me?
What
you
happened?
You ain't make the music? You ain't make the music?
No, what? I just been so busy. Like, no. Shout out to Rocky on the track, though. He's going to be sending me some beats. He on me, though. He on me, so.
Can I give you a secret? And I shouldn't even tell my secret. You don't need no beef from nobody, no disrespect. All you got to do is get on YouTube, and it's unknown artists that got mad beats. And you can pick a beat out. You can use their beat as long as you promote them with their beat, for they can't sue your ass. And that's all you got to do. You know what I'm saying? See, people don't know that trick. And that's what I do. I get an unknown artist that makes a lot of beats and unknown, and I sample their beat, you know, the Zach beat, but I promote them in their own beat. Just because if I do something with their beat, we can break bread. You see what I'm saying? I'm send me some more beats. You know, and that's a trick. So you don't got to be waiting on beats. If you find a beat that nobody heard for a long time, and you just use somebody else's beat. As long as you promote them in their beat, It's breaking bread. It's all promotion. You feel me? So that's a tool
right.
for you, babe. So don't wait on nobody.
I know I'm definitely going to try to get in there. Everybody always hits me up trying to tell me to get in the studio, but I got a studio on deck now, but it's going to go down sometime by the end of this year, I promise you.
Okay, babe, because you pressed me out. You was like, oh, when the music coming, you remember?
I know I'll be on everybody.
But I wanted to thank
definitely.
Y'all.
Definitely. Well, listen, I'll definitely yeah. miss you, and thank you so much for, we're so glad you're back, and
yeah.
definitely thank you for calling in. Just stay on the line, because it's actually time to get into our first interview tonight,
oh,
so
yeah,
definitely thank you so much for coming through with, you know, blessing on Next to Blow Radio with your presence again.
That's right, baby. I'm listening in. Salute.
Okay. All right, then. All right, shout out to everybody calling in and all the callers that are calling in. We is definitely about to get into this first interview tonight, so make sure you guys stay in the line. If you guys are trying to go live, ask any questions, give shout-outs or anything like that, make sure you guys press 1 and dial in 718-664-9115 and, you know, press 1. If not, go ahead and sit in the line, and we're about to get into this first interview with our girl Felicia. Let's go ahead and bring her in. Felicia, you there, Mama?
I'm here. What's up, Mama?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, and you?
We are good. Well, you know, welcome to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show. I got Magasia in the line. She's my other half over here.
How are you? Thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing good, love.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for coming through. You know, I know you got a lot you're working on tonight, so, that you know, not just tonight, but overall. So go ahead and let everybody know, first and foremost, who you are, where you call it from, and exactly what is it that you do.
Okay, well, I'm Felicia. Most people know me as the girl singing with Bone Thugs and Harmony. I'm a solo artist. I had the hit It's All Good, 1998-99, Ghetto Cowboy, 2000. I'm here in Houston, Texas, where I originally met Bone. I'm recording my album with my producer, A-Flat, and I'm just rocking in the heat.
In the heat?
In the heat is hot.
Oh, Lord. I could not be down there. I hate being hot. I stay in Minnesota, so, you know, it's cold out here, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You need to come get some of this heat.
Oh, no. Ooh, I'm on Magasia in Miami, so she out there in Miami.
I'm used to the heat. Yes, I am used to the heat. Sorry, no.
Wow, I love Miami. I was on South Beach.
Yay.
That's where we shot All Good in Miami.
Oh, really? Speaking of that video, is real hot and still, you know what I'm saying? I was actually watching that earlier, you know, just kind of going over it, and it's a real nice video right there. So
thank you. Thank you so much.
Definitely. So first and foremost, again, go ahead and shoot your Twitter information out so, you know, we can get those out of the way. People can, you know, go ahead and follow you and connect with you real quick.
Okay, for sure.
Like
My Twitter is Felicia RNB, and it's FeliciaRandB. So Felicia RNB. Make sure y'all put the E in there. And my Facebook is Felicia the Artist.
Definitely. And speaking of Twitter, Felicia, can me and Magafia get a follow back?
Oh, sure. For sure.
All right.
Yes, you can.
All right, well, we got a lot to go over today. And first, like I said, thank you so much for the show. And I want to get a little touch-up about the show coming up, a few different shows that you got planned. You let people know about, like, you know, your upcoming shows that you got coming up.
The next show is in Cleveland, Ohio, on June 7th. And, you know, I got to come to my Minnesota on June 9th. So I'm going to be there rocking. Right.
Definitely.
With you.
Yes, I'm super excited, you know, and it's going to be great. So what can the fan, and not just in these shows in general, but like any show appearances that you do, what can the fans expect from Felicia as in a performer and an artist?
Oh my goodness, so much energy. My dance is off the chain. My new music is, oh my God, the energy is going to be off the chain. I got some banging hits. I can't wait for the fans to hear. And you'll be one of the first cities to hear the new songs. So there you go.
Exclusive.
Exactly. But you'll hear the hits, too. Of course, I got to perform All Good. You know, the crowd loves it, and I love when the crowd sings along. So I'm going to give you some oldies for goodies, but I'm going to hit you with the new joints, too.
So is your first time being in Minnesota?
Excuse me?
Will it be the first time that you actually perform in Minnesota?
Yes. I'll be performing All Good, Ghetto Cowboy, and my new single, Turbulence.
Okay. Sounds great. So when did you decide that you wanted to be an artist? Like, what inspired you to be an R&B singer?
Oh, my goodness. Well, my parents said I was singing at 2 years old and rearranging songs. So I've been, you know, my dad sings, my mom sings, my grandmother, my grandfather, my uncle plays. You know, we had the whole band, the family jumping off singing at family gatherings. So music was always around me. So I knew that that's what I wanted to do for a living. And like I said, I was 11 years old. I met Michael Jackson and Quincy Jones. And I was just inspired. And
that's good.
I never got to meet Michael Jackson, so I want to know what the experience was, you know, being in his presence.
Do you remember?
Oh, my goodness. It was awesome. Yes, I remember. I will never forget. I met him in court. That's so weird. I met him in court, so it was awesome. I got to go back in the judge's chamber, and he was just so pleasant. And, you know, I will never forget that experience. And I told him my song, and, you know, for a while after that, my mom and Quincy and everybody kept in contact. But, you know, my mom was inexperienced with the music business, so she was kind of like, you know, we're not going to do this now. So that's why that ended, yeah.
All right. What kind of advice would you give to, you know, since you're musically, you know, it's in your family and it's all around you. What kind of advice would you give to another upcoming artist overall in general, trying to, you know, be in this whole music industry?
My first suggestion is to learn the business. That's what I would tell anybody with any dream. You know, learn the pros and the cons. And you have to have dedication, and it's not just what you see, you know, 30 minutes on TV or 3 minutes on a record. You know, it's a lot of time and effort went into making production of a song or movie. So I would just tell everybody, know your business and know how much time is dedicated to a project.
Okay. That makes sense. You're saying some real stuff right there. Do you remember what it was like the first time you actually recorded your first R&B single? And do you remember the name of the single?
The first time I recorded an R&B single. my single that got published, I was 16 years old, and I did a house track for Chicago, and it was called It's You.
It's called what? Say that again. It's called what?
It's called It's You.
It's You.
Yes, it was a house track for Chicago. You know, Chicago's big in house music, so that was my first record.
Oh, wow.
Are you from Chicago?
I'm from Chicago. I'm from Maywood, Illinois.
Oh, okay, okay. That's
a good one. Hey, Chicago, wow. Midwest.
Hey, Midwest.
That's what's up. Definitely. So who, like, what producer would you love to work with that you have not yet got to work with? Who would be your dream producer to work with?
Swiss Timberland. And David Guetta.
Swiss Timberland. Okay.
That's what's up. What about collabs? What other R&B singer would you like to collab with that you haven't got to collab with that's still alive?
That's still alive. Let me think about that. Do they have to be R&B or can it be rap too?
It can be whoever. It's your interview. Who would you like to collab with?
Okay, I think Lil Wayne. I would love to do a track with Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne, okay.
Yeah.
Would you like to collab with him more of, like, the underground, like, Lil Wayne, or more of, like, the commercial, like, you know?
The underground, for sure. The underground, Lil Wayne.
All right. That would be nice.
Yeah.
I'll set that up. He's like, go ahead and set that up.
No, yeah, set that up.
All right.
You know?
I want to know more about Chosen Empire. What is that?
Okay, Chosen Empire is my entertainment company, and I'm focusing all around the board in the music industry. I have management, I have acting, production companies, everything, film, TV, we have everything, and music, of course.
Okay.
So you have something. Oh, go ahead, McGrath.
How long have you had that company for? How long have you been in business?
Since 2000.
Okay.
And I currently have 8 artists. I want to do a compilation from 51 states. So I'm looking for artists in all, you know, and it's going to be called 51 states. So I'm looking for the best to represent the state and put it on a compilation album.
Okay.
So are you looking for, like, R&B singers to be on that, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
If you need help with Minnesota, I'm going to help you with Minnesota, okay?
No doubt. I'm looking for Minnesota. I want the hottest. You know,
right.
Rep your city. Rep your city and state.
And it's just awesome that you're a model. So if you had to choose between modeling and being a singer, which one would you choose and why?
Singer. And the reason why singing, because I love connecting with the fans. I love the energy. I love when a fan comes up and say they listen to my song, it saved their marriage, or my song was their wedding song, or, you know, sometimes I've been told that, you know what, your song saved my life. So I love that. I wouldn't trade that for the world.
Wow, that's beautiful right there. What songs do you love performing the most when you're doing your shows?
I love them all equally. I love them all, but I do get more energy from All Good because more fans know that record.
Where would be your dream place to perform? Like, what stage would you love to be on?
Oh, I haven't thought of that. Shoot, any stage. I don't care if it's big or small. I just want to be on the stage. So I have no favorite stage. I just, you know, the more people, the merrier. So I don't know. I've never thought of that.
Okay. Okay, so we all know there's a lot of thirsty people up there, you know, females and males. So what's the most, would you say, is the craziest, like a male or a female, you know, because I'm sure you have a lot of female fans too, but what's the craziest thing a fan has ever tried to do to get your attention?
I know the scariest thing was I was performing and a male fan jumped on stage and he just hugged me really, really tight until the security guards got over there. And that was pretty scary because I didn't know what he was going to do and it stopped me from singing. So that was one of the...
Wow.
Oh, my God. You know, so yeah, that's about the weirdest thing that happened.
Oh, well, that's funny. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at that. I would probably Wow.
Yeah, I was terrified a little bit.
That's why they have security now. You know, some people ruin it for some people, you know, so.
Yeah, but I was cool about it. You know, the bodyguards, they wanted to throw him out. I was like, no, just make sure he's down there on the stage. He cool. Don't do it no more.
That's wild. Crazy. The next time, Felicia, you go into the studio, me and Miss Quincy would love to get a radio job for our show as well as for Next Blow Radio, if possible.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. You should have told me I would have had you on today.
Oh, boy. Okay.
We'll definitely go ahead and get on that.
I'll do it tonight for you. How about that?
Thank you.
Definitely.
You're welcome.
So, you know, we have a thing. We have a thing when we interview R&B singers, right?
Mm-hmm. Already know.
Oh, you know?
No, I don't. Go.
All right. You know, you can accept it or not. Me and Magasi were like a really big fan of like R&B, so we love to, you know, hear R&B singers sing a cappella. So we would like to know if you can go ahead and sing something for us and the listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did know. I okay, no doubt. Let me turn myself. Okay.
Yes, oh, girl. Thank you for having me on your station.
How about that? Hey. I did. I like it.
Thank you. I know, right? I'm over here smiling, like, you know. I love it. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Definitely. So what can the artists, well, I know you said you're dropping some new music, but what can they expect? Like, what, you know, from the sound, you know, the producing, everything, what can they expect from all the new music coming?
You can expect pure fire. My new producer, I'm going to shout him out again. His name is A-Flat. Don't sleep on him. Oh, my goodness. You will not be bored with this album, okay, because we have everything from hip-hop, and I might do some rapping because I love to rap, but club bangers. We got pop. We got everything. So you will definitely not be bored with this album.
That's dope. We want to go ahead and get into one of your tracks, if that's okay with you.
For sure. Come on, Rick.
Great.
Yay.
All right. Well, we do have on the switchboard, we have the All Life Long.
Okay.
And then we have All Good, of course. And then we got Love Out There. Which one would you like to go ahead and get into?
Let's hit them with something old and something new. So let's hit them with All Good first.
Yay. Go ahead and introduce it.
Hey, this is Felicia. This is my hit, All Good. I hope you enjoy it. Love you.
So he's paging me again.
I've been paging you?
Yeah, he's always paging me.
That's how he do.
Thank you. up in the beans and tell your friends you will give it to them later. Come on, let me take ya. Got a couple of things I wanna show ya. I'm really trying to know ya.
I'm just curious.
Is it really all good? You serious?
If
it is, then I got a joke on you. Ride it. Get old cowboy. Surprise, you thought I was quiet. I never was shy. Baby, just stack like that. Lay back, but don't let that
booyah,
cause we won't have time to talk. I've been giving for a minute now, yep, and I know just where I'm gonna start. Let me listen to your heartbeat, boom, boom. Racing, is this situation? Is it getting kind of hot in here? No, that's you. Temperature's rising to a low D.
I love it. It's still bang.
Okay.
That's
the music video for that.
What'd you say?
She has a music video for that song?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That video was shot in Miami.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
All right, then, Felicia. Shout out to everybody tuned in. Make sure if you guys are trying to go live, I do see some familiar numbers that, you know, are part of the promo team for this event that we got coming up. So I'm gonna go ahead and bring them live too, and right after this another song. But I want you to go ahead and introduce another one of these tracks right here.
Okay, this is Felicia, and I'm bringing you Love Out There.
Are you gonna let some love out there?
Baby, you're gonna get me.
Are you gonna let some love out there?
Baby,
you're
gonna get me.
So are you gonna let some love out there?
Baby,
you're
gonna get me.
Are you gonna
let
some love out there?
Come on.
Real nice track. Magasi, what you think about that track?
I like that. It was real smooth and calming. I definitely like that track.
I love it. Like, I had to catch myself because I forgot to unmute my phone. I was singing. I don't know if I was humming along, but I can't hit it like you though.
Thank you. I'm glad y'all loved it.
Thank you. You know what? We're going to open the phone lines and we're going to get some callers. You know, maybe get some feedback on, you know, that track or the last two tracks. Or if any of you callers have any questions, definitely we're going to get into those. So if you guys are trying to go live, you know, with Felicia and myself, Miss Queen, Tia Magasia, make sure you guys press the 1. We're going to get into these callers and see what the callers got to say. First and foremost, we're going to get into the 262-676. Probably live. Who's this and where you calling from? Area code 262-676. Caller, you live. All right, then. So when we call your number, make sure you guys unmute your phone because a lot of people, you know, when they call in, they mute their phone. So when we call out your number, definitely that means we're trying to bring you live. So make sure your phone is not muted. Are we going to try another number? Call it from the 312-241. Caller, you live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Yo, it's me, Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Bonjour, baby.
No, I learned
that. Yo, what's up, Rachel? How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. You know, we got Felicia on the line with us, and, you know, she's an R&B singer like yourself. Do you have any questions for her, or do you have any feedback on the last track or anything like that?
Hey, how are you? Good. How are you? I really enjoyed listening. I was listening in to the song. It's very well-structured track. Where you from?
I'm from Maywood, Illinois.
Really? What's
up? Hey, in the building. Thank you so much for liking the song and the interview. Thank you.
Yes, really nice. That's all. It was really nice. Chi-Town represent, Maywood, West Side.
Yay.
No problem. But no, though, y'all got to run that joint. You know, Miss Queen, too. You got to run that. We got you.
Of course, I got you. You already know Rachel.
How you doing, Magasia?
I'm good, mommy. How you doing, love?
I'm chilling, man, like a villain, you know, trying to stay out of trouble, you know.
Be a good girl. Don't be a bad girl.
Man, you be trying to be good, but sometimes being good don't get you nowhere, man.
No. I feel you on that one.
All right. All right, no, so y'all got to play that.
What's that?
That track. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I keep forgetting. I got to send you that new joint. Your email. It's just been so much going on. I'm just like, dang.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's going to be in your email though, ASAP.
Okay,
we definitely got you.
Shout out to you, Rachel, for calling in. Definitely appreciate that. Make sure you guys check her out, too, on Twitter at Rachel. Shout out to her. She's another dope singer. I put her on the spot last week when she called in. I like putting all these singers on the spot. She can blow, too, so...
That's what's up.
All right, let's go ahead and get into another caller from the 414 area code 982. Caller, you live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi,
this is Tanisha.
Hey. Hi, Tanisha.
Hi,
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Just working hard in the studio, trying to get these singles out, this album ready. Working out in the gym.
Work out.
Yeah, no. In a couple days.
Yeah, I cannot wait. Oh.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I love the song. You know, I love you guys.
I just want to say keep doing the good work.
Thank you so much, Mama. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much for calling in. Definitely appreciate it.
Thank you.
Do you have any shout-outs you want to give or anything like that?
I just want to give a shout-out to Steve, shout-out to Lazy, shout-out to my brother-in-law, Jay, my sister, Samantha, and I just love you guys, and I will see you guys Thursday or Friday.
Love you, too, and thank you for the support.
You're very welcome.
What's up? Let's go ahead and get into the next caller. From the 612-743, caller, you're live. What's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Mike Gino. What's happening, Queen C?
What's up, Gino?
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Your background loud, though.
Oh, my bad. Hold on. I'm in the wheel. Hey, what a remote.
he put the radio on hold. Who does that?
Yeah. No, what's happening, though?
What's up, Gino? We got Felicia, you know what I'm saying? You can't forget to say hi to Magafia, you know, she's mad to have.
Yeah,
so we got Felicia.
How y'all doing? I just heard the song. That was her little love joint.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, I like it, that. I was going to say it's the love hour.
The love hour. Oh, man.
But thank you,
Mom.
Huh?
I have a little promo going for you.
What'd you say?
I said, how the promo campaign going for you? They showing you love?
Oh, yeah, it's going great. I love it. I'm having a ball.
That's what's up. I don't know, but Queen, can I make a request?
Yo, Mike, you know, we're going to catch you down there. What's up?
I was going to say, can I make a request? I ain't going to talk y'all ear off. I'm in traffic right now running around, but I had time to tune in for a second.
That's cool. Okay. What's up? What's your request?
I was going to say, I got that new joint Confusion now. It ain't on iTunes yet. They pushed my release date back, but you want to go ahead and get out a spin or two, it might fall in on y'all a love segment.
All right, then. I got you written down, and I'm definitely going to get into your music. And, yo, Gino, I know you are in the Twin City area with me, so I better see you at the show on Sunday with Felicia. Felicia will be in the building. Lazy will be in the building. Juvenile will be in the building. So this Sunday in Soundbar.
If I get you up to Chicago, I'll be there with bells on.
Come on. Come on. Bring your friends. We're going to have a ball. We turn
for
it
sure,
up.
For sure. Yep.
All right, then. Let's go ahead and get it. Shout out to Mike Gino. Let's go ahead and get into another caller from the 763-807. Caller, who is this? Where are you calling from?
What up, Queen C? What up, Magasia? This girl, Miss Chocolate. You already know what it is. Next to Blow in the building.
Hey, Chocolate. How you doing?
Hey. I'm good. And hello to y'all special guest, Miss Felicia. It's good to have you on the show.
Thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I can't complain.
Definitely. Yo, Miss Chocolate, now we can officially play her music, too, on the show, too, you know what I'm saying, because they be having issues with that, so.
I know, and I heard that last point, and so you know I'm jacking that, and it's going on Sex After Dark on Monday, right?
Miss Chocolate, she got a show on Next to Blow, it's Sex After Dark, so she plays mainly R&B tracks, so definitely your music will be spinned over there, so it's.
Oh, thank you so much. I feel so
welcome
right now.
So every Monday night I be needing good music. So you know, make sure you send that music over to Queen, and I'm gonna definitely make sure to spend it on a Monday night. So we air 10 p.m. to midnight. That's Central Standard Time. You already know the number. Y'all already called it today. Just make sure you use the same number on Monday.
Thank you. Much love to you, Mama.
That's what's up. Gotcha. Hey, yo, Queen. Shout out to y'all. Make sure y'all do a good job with y'all interview. Keep them lanes off the phone. We don't want no squares in our circle. God dang it. And Friday, we're going to get it in. Friday, Sunday. Sunday, we're going to get it in. Oh, my God, I got too many dates.
That's what's up.
Definitely. Miss Chocolate will be in the building with me this Sunday at the Soundbar. Like I said, if you guys are tuned in and you guys are in the Twin Cities area, make sure you guys come out. It's going to be a hot show. I'm super excited. I'm even more geeked after talking to Felicia on the phone. So it's going to be extra turned up. So, and you already know. The hottest DJ, the hottest, one of the hottest DJs out there will be in the building, DJ Inferno. So make sure you guys come check out. You already know how DJ Inferno gets it in. So let's go ahead and get into another caller from the 612-998. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Miss Lyrical.
Miss Lyrical in the building.
Hey. Had to call in and show some love real quick.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate
for sure.
Yo,
you like the demo. Be on the lookout for my album, too, though. And I still got that track coming. I'm just making sure that it's mastered and mixed and everything. So y'all still will be the first to get it.
All right. Cool. Yo, Miss Lyrical, I don't want to put you on blast on the radio, but I don't know. Are you over 21?
No, but I will be this year.
Okay, then. I was going to say, come down to the sound bar. You know, we're going to be at the sound bar, but it's 21 plus, so I wasn't for sure. I knew you was a little young, so I'm sorry.
No, it's good. It's good. It's all good.
She said age ain't nothing but a number.
Right.
All right, Ms. Lyrical, thank you so much for calling in.
For sure.
I got you written down on the list to get some of your music played, too, after the interview, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, then.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and get one more caller in, then we're going to get our last-minute questions in with Felicia. So let's go ahead and get into the 571 area code 288. Caller, you live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Sure, it's the LS African rap artist alive, man. Kid Jizzle here. What's good?
What'd you say your name was? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
African rap artist alive.
You're
alive? You said what, yo?
Wait.
Yo,
you said you're the hottest rapper alive?
I said, hey, let's African rap artist alive, Kid Jizzle.
What up, Philly?
What's up, mama? I like your song, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Kid Jizzle, promo queen. What up, man? What's wrong with her?
I'm so sorry. Okay, my bad. I apologize. My bad. What's up? How you doing?
It's Kid Jizzle, sweetie. We friends on Facebook, too. Don't forget.
All right, then. Well, shout out to you. I'm so sorry. I apologize. I don't know what your voice sounds like, so I apologize.
Yeah, it's all good. We just have to call and show you some love. So it's all good.
Thank you so much.
Definitely.
Make sure you follow her, too, if you're on Twitter. And that goes for everybody. Felicia, go ahead and give out your Twitter name real quick again.
Okay, it's Felicia R&B, and you spell out and. So it's FelicIaRandB.
Got you. That's what's up.
Thank you.
Where'd you come out and
support us?
Yep, huh?
Where are you located at?
Well, right now I'm in ATL, but I'm from Alexandria, Virginia, / Africa, of course.
That's what's up. I just left ATL about 4 hours ago.
Oh, you did? I figured that.
I loved it out there. It's hot. It's burning up.
All right, hot is an understatement, sweetie.
Felicia, I'm going to need you to stop rubbing it in my face because, I mean, it's freezing, though, like, but I want it warm at least. I'm going to need you to bring that hotness with you when you come up here on Sunday.
Girl, I'm going to bring it because I'm wearing my outfit. Girl,
uh-oh.
It's going to be hot.
Uh-oh.
I'm bringing a heat for you because I know y'all freezing up there.
Definitely. I hope it don't snow when you get here, though.
Oh, no, I hope it don't either. No, for real?
No, I'm just like, no, but you never know with Minnesota weather. Oh, my goodness. It snowed like a couple weeks ago, so it's supposed to be over. But
you know what?
It'll
thanks
good,
for letting
though.
Me know. I'm going to bring a coat now. I'm going to bring a coat.
That's
so thank you.
Yeah. All right, thank you so much. All right, caller, thank you so much for calling in. Definitely appreciate you. Stay tuned, okay?
No doubt, queen. That's what's up.
Thanks.
All right, then. Shout out to everybody else that's tuned in, that's trying to go live. But we're going to, you know, basically wrap it up with Felicia. We want her to, you know, go ahead and – we want you to go ahead and promote. Well, first and foremost, before that, Magasi, do you have any more questions you want to get out there?
How can anybody contact you if they want to go ahead and do a collab with you, if they want to have you feature one of their singles? What is a great contact information for that?
You would go on my website. It's www.feliciasworld.com, and all the information is on there. My booking information, management, everything is on there.
Okay, definitely. Do you have any last words or, you know, promotions or anything like that you want to let the fans, the listeners, anybody know out there that you maybe we didn't get a chance to talk about?
Yes, be looking out for my book. It's called I'm Every Woman and So Are You. It's a you know, self-help book to boost your self-esteem. And just I appreciate all the support that all the fans have been giving me and, you know, hitting me up on Facebook and Twitter and letting me know that they're really anticipating my album. And, you know, some of my fans, they hit me when I need it the most. Like, I may be down and I may hear a fan hit me, and I just want to thank you for doing that. You don't know how much you mean to me. And I just want to tell y'all that I only do this for you guys. And that's about all the promo.
All right.
Thank
you. That's beautiful. When can they expect? I didn't know you were having a book. I would have talked about that. Let's talk about that real quick. When can they expect this book to be dropping?
By the end of the year.
By the end of the year.
Yes.
Definitely. Well, we're going to need you to come back on the show, too, and talk about that once it drops. So you definitely.
I would love to. Thank you. I would love
to. Yes, definitely. And maybe we can get like a copy, you know what I'm saying? We get one and maybe give it away to the listeners or something like that.
Yes,
also.
You guys are going to be the first ones to get it for that invitation. Thank you.
No problem. So do you have any last shout outs or anything like that you want to give?
Yes, I want to shout out Lazy Bone. You know, he's holding me down right now. He's doing big promotion. You guys are going to have him on. He's supporting me through all the years, so I'd like to give him that. My family, my producer, A Flat, Cadillac. Let's see, my mama, my daddy. Can't forget the Lord.
Of course.
You know, and you guys, thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome.
Oh, and Tuli. And Tuli for holding me down in ATL. There you go.
Uh-oh.
Yes. And I'm definitely going to contact A Flat and definitely get that drop over, and hopefully we can have that that drop for the radio ASAP.
For sure.
And also, speaking of Lazy, you know what I'm saying? We're waiting for Lazy to call in, so we're going to get into some music. And we're going to get it. I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce this last track we got featuring Lazy, actually,
okay.
All Life Long. So go ahead and introduce us for the listeners. And definitely, again, thank you so much for coming through. You know, definitely had fun with you. We hope you had fun, and you're more than welcome to come back at any time.
Thank you. Y'all going to get sick of me for coming on too much. Thank you for having me. I had a ball with you guys. I can't wait to come back. And I'm going to introduce this new record. It's All Life Long. And for anybody who's thinking about giving up on your mate, listen to this record. Think about it. Get back. You know, it ain't nothing out here. So, you know, love each other. Just send love. That's all I have to say. All Life Long.
Oh,
cause you my lady. Take me to jail, they might as well go away to keep, cause living without you was hell. Wear my ring and be my queen, I'm your king. trying to eat. Watch those closely who you allow to see. Cause some of these niggas, they'll desert you without dinner. Feel me in though? Get to it. If you got some money, then let's get it. Nigga, I'm about a dollar, holla fucking with it.
Break
it down, bag it up, go get them crippled bitches. Turn the grab into a casino, then you right here winning. Get it though, get it though, my nigga, get it though, get it though. Get it though, my nigga, get it though. The only thing a nigga ever wanna be is paid. Ever got a problem with that? Got him, hey.
Radio, bitch. Straight like that, nigga.
This is Damo Entertainment out of St. Louis, and you are now tuned into the hottest blog talk radio station with the lovely Miss Queen T and Magasia on the next.
Hey, man, it's your boy AC, and I'm chilling here with Miss Queen T and Magasia on the Next to Blow Radio. You feel me?
Next to Blow! Ready to rock, ready to go. Hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hello. You know, Miss Queen T and Magasia. Next to Blow, Mr. J.
Hey, what's good? What do y'all already know? It's Sugar Bear, Sugar BB, Christina Dot Inglewood, and I'm rocking with your girls, Miss Queen Tia Magasia, on the Next to Blow radio show.
What it is, this your homie Smoke of the Almighty Field Mob, and you are now tuned in to Miss Queen T and Magasia show. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, what up? It's them super sexy STL R&B boys, Mo Trey.
We holding down this R&B thing with our girls, Miss Queen T and Magasia.
And they got the whole world.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, man, a.k.a. Larry J. Blige, man. I'm representing Six Men. Six Men is in the building, Six Men Radio. But right now, it ain't about Six Men Radio. It's about my sisters, Magasia and Miss Queen T, man, Next to Blow Radio. Y'all check them out, man, and show them love and support, or I'm going to punch you right in your esophagus. Six Men, y'all. Super.
Super.
Next to Blow. Next to Blow. 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 Next to Blow Radio. Miss Queen T and Magasia. Let's get it. It's major.
Major. It's major. That's all up. Definitely. Shout out to everybody that sent it in. I'm just, you guys ain't tuned in. You guys are losing out. Make sure you guys tune in, though, every day of the week. Next to Blow Radio, this is how we do it. 718-664-9115. We're live right here on the Miss Queen T and Magasia show. Next to Blow Radio is where it's at. We about to get into that next interview, the interview with Lazy, but we go ahead and bring him in. So if you guys are tuned in, stay tuned in because we're going to get into that exclusive. You already know. So we're going to bring him in. And if you guys are trying to go live with us at any time, make sure you guys press 1. And you already know. So we're going to bring him in. Lazy Bone, are you on the line with us?
Yo.
How are you?
Hello.
What's happening?
Hey, Lazy. How you doing?
Oh, everything is beautiful. Can't complain. How you feeling?
We're feeling great. Thank you so much for coming back to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show. Definitely appreciate that.
Oh, you know it ain't nothing but love, baby girl.
Definitely. So let everybody know, well, first and foremost, they should know who Lazy Bone is. If they don't know who Lazy Bone is, Bone Thugs and Harmony, they is, I don't know.
Crazy.
They must have been born yesterday.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, little Lazy in the building, man. I'm always repping that Bone Thugs and Harmony. Harmony House Entertainment, Mo Thug Family, Chosen Empire, the whole gig, you know what I mean? I'm just Cleveland in the building. That's what we do.
Definitely. Thank you so again. Thank you so much for coming through. So basically, let everybody know what, you know, how long you been doing the music, and you know what I'm saying, who keeps you going, like, you know, the fans, family, you know, who keeps you going, you know, because I know you've been in this game for a year, so, you know, who basically keeps you going?
I mean, basically, you know, we set Bone Thugs and Harmony, man. We're celebrating our 20th year anniversary this year, you know, that's 20 years of fame right there, but, you know, just... I've been doing this all my life, you know what I mean? So I've been at it a long time, and what keep me going is just the love of music, you know what I mean? My family, the whole thing, my whole family do music. I'm surrounded by super talented people, you know what I mean, that keep me inspired to stay into it, that keep me fresh and new and just excited about music, man, watching the youngsters grow up and, you know, watching my kids do music, watching my wife do music, all my homeboys, and you know, just being reinvigorated with Bone Thugs and Harmony, period. You know, we challenge each other to the fullest, so it's always something new to do.
Yeah, so right about that. And for those of you that don't know, how did you get your name Lazy?
Oh, man, it's simple. Because it rhymed with crazy, you know what I mean? We were about 12, 13. We was just 12, 13 years old coming up with our little master plan way back then, you know, and just basically, you know, me and my dude, they used to call us Kid and Play, and they used to call us Crisscross and all that. So, you know, we kept it, me and Crazy always, you know, was the head honchos of the group, or basically the forerunners putting this thing together. So, you know, we just had it, just it rhymed with crazy, so... You know, and that's how that came about. It really ain't nothing lazy about me. You know what I mean? I stay on the grind. I stay working. I stay with something fresh and new. So that's just how that went down. You know, as a young kid, that's what they called me. But I'm laid back in a sense, too, though.
Okay. So let's talk about your performance that you have coming up in Minnesota. What can the fans expect from you while you're on stage?
Oh, man. Bottom line, I'm going to turn it up, you know what I mean? I'm going to bring the energy to the stage. Like I said, we're celebrating 20 years, so we got classic hits that I'm going to perform. I'm going to do some new music. You know, I'm going to get live with Felicia. I'm going to get live with some of the Mo Thug artists, you know. So it's just, when we bring it, we bring it, man. It's just it's going to be a nice time because we got a lot of good music to share with the Minneapolis crowd, you know what I mean? So it's just going to go down, man. It's just energy, all energy, and hit after hit after hit.
Well, definitely. So after that show, do you have any upcoming shows that any other cities will be at for any shows coming up?
I mean, well, you know, I'm on the road right now with Bone Thugs and Harmony. We're doing our thing, so we're hitting a lot of different cities this summer. We also got the Rock the Bells thing we doing this year. So we, you know, we got the Rock the Bells doing it live with the Eazy-E hologram and all that. So we're going to be out here, man. Just, you know, check on the website, on the internet, the Facebook, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Lazy Bone Facebook. Follow me on Twitter, Lazy BTNH, you know, and you get all the information right there. But we hitting the ground running, you know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of things going. And we definitely stay on the road. So it's going down,
right,
man.
All right, so for those that don't know how to, if they want to book you for any shows or if they want to go ahead and get you for a feature, what would be the appropriate way to do so?
I mean, if you want to get at me, you can reach me at House Management. That's HOWSC, which is my last name, housemanagement.com. You know, and that's basically how you get at me. hit me up through email, hit up my people, and we'll make it happen like that.
All right. So how do you get ready to, like, what do you do to get ready to do a show? Like, do you have to, like, you know, smoke one? Do you have, like, a drink? What do you, how do you prepare yourself to get on stage and do what you do at Lazy?
I mean, basically, you know what I mean? I just really stay to myself and just get in the zone and think about what I'm going to do. You know, back in the days, I used to smoke one, drink something and all that, but these days, I just be more focused on what the music and bringing the best possible performance I can. So I just get in my zone, you know, kick it and congregate with the folks that I'm performing with. You know, we just have fun, man. It's just like it's a regular day. I do this every day, you know what I mean? So it ain't nothing really special that I got to do. All they got to do is say it's go, and it goes down.
All right, I love it. Most definitely. So do you have, like, any upcoming new projects that you're currently working on or at this present moment?
I didn't hear that. What'd you say, babe?
Do you have, like, any upcoming projects that's coming out or that's out right now?
Oh, definitely, man. I got a lot of things about to hit the table right now. We got a Bone Thugs and Harmony album finna drop. My record is called Perfect Timing. I'm gonna drop that somewhere time to around my birthday, which is in September. I got that project. Then I got a Harmony House compilation that I'm gonna drop as a mixtape on livemixtapes.com. I'm gonna drop that in the next 2 to 3 weeks. That'll be free, you know, just to let everybody know what we doing and where we at. We also got Felicia's album coming. You know, we got Sloan's new single called Swallow featuring myself. We actually doing a video in Minneapolis for Sloan's video. So we're going to be doing a video there. So whoever want to be in the video need to come out and check that out and, you know, try to get the cameo or whatever. It's a party scene. It's a big party scene we're going to do. So we're trying to get the Tri-City involved with that. And man, I just got project after project coming out. I got my autobiography coming out, you know, book, you know, so for whoever liked to read and wanna know how my life went down, real interesting. You know, I got two movies coming out.
So how much would that book be when you drop it? Like, how much would it be available on Nova, or will it only be available on your website?
Well, you said, what you talking about, the book?
Yeah, the book, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be available all over. I'm going to do a major book deal for it. You know, I just start really putting that together, but it's coming together real, real fast. So I'm going to try to have it in the Barnes and Nobles, and it's going to be available everywhere, online, my website, all that, you know what I mean, which is harmonyhouseent.com. It's the official website of mine. And, yeah, this is, you know, I got a lot of things coming out, man. We got the celebration for the 20th year anniversary with Bone Thugs and Harmony and just working. Me and Busy got an album coming out, another Bone Brothers record.
Oh, man. And
I'm finna smash the game, man. I'm about to go hard 2 years in a row. So, you know, just be prepared to see a whole lot of Lazy Bone and everybody I'm affiliated with from, you
We're
know,
ready.
From Felicia dropping her single Love out there, and, you know, I'm featured on her album. I got a lot of different features that I'm doing, like on other people's album. You know, I just dropped some for ASAP Rocky's album. So it's just a lot, man. We in the mix. It's like we've been quiet for a minute, but that the quiet storm is over with. We finna hit them hard.
And how do you feel when you have, like, fans come up to you and tell you that you're the reason why I wanted to become a rapper? How does that make you feel?
I mean, honestly, it makes me feel like, you know, that I did what I set out to do, man. It feels good to have an influence in the game, something that was a game changer that the world just gravitated to. And 20 years later, you know, I got youngsters from age 7, 8, 9 saying they you know, that they rap because of us, to people that's my age and older, saying that we changed their lives and saved their lives and things like that. So it's a blessing, and it really feel good on the inside to know that, you know, like Bone Thugs and Harmony's name is here to stay forever. You know, it's eternal. When we said eternal, it's really eternal. It's going to be here until music ain't here no more.
All right, so what advice would you give to any upcoming rapper that's, like, kind of discouraged in the music industry? Which advice would you give that particular artist, rapper, and singer?
I mean, first of all, I tell a person up and coming, you know, just be true to yourself. Do what you feel in your heart. Don't let nobody change what you're trying to do. You know what I mean? Have a real love for the music. You got to have your heart into it. Also, you got to understand that it's a business as well, getting into this thing. So you want to understand the business and have all your team members in line, your management and your accountants and your lawyers and everything, because it's hard to keep up with all of it. So you need a team to make it work. You know what I mean? Teamwork makes the dream work.
I agree.
Right.
Absolutely.
How do you stay so humble, and how do you stay so sane? Like, I'm listening to you, you seem like you got a lot going on, and you know, you not just the last couple of years, but you've been doing this for, like you said, almost 20 years. So how do you stay sane and, like, you know, be able to find time for yourself?
I mean, it is, you know, my life is what I do, you know what I mean? My family is involved with what I do, so it's really not hard, you know. I keep my family involved with what I'm doing, and that way, you know, our life is music, you know. So it's really not hard. And being humble, you know, you put God first and let him work out all the details, and everything else seem to come together. You know, I don't have to stress about how I'm going to do this or what I'm going to do or when and why. I don't have to ask the when, why, where, how, and all those different questions, when it's just basically all I do is put it in the Lord's hand and let him work it, and I just, you know, give it my all. I just strive on excellence.
Definitely. Well, the phone lines are blowing up, so, and, you know, obviously they want to speak to you. So is it okay if we get into some phone calls and, you know, get some questions from the fans and the listeners?
Yeah, we can take some calls.
Make sure you guys press that 1 to go live. Make sure you just call in and you're just tuning in. Press 1 to go ahead and connect you guys to Lacey, myself, or McQueen.
Queen, give me 2 quick seconds, all right, before we take these calls. All right,
you know what? Shout out to everybody. So make sure you guys out. Like you said, dial 718-664-9115. Press the 1 to go live with myself, Miss Queen C, or Magasia, and we're definitely going to get that. And also, you know, we got Lazy Bone. If you guys are just now tuning in, you guys didn't know, now you know, we do have Lazy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony on the line, talking about his projects, everything. You know, if you guys want to know anything, now is your time to ask that question. Also, if you guys are in the Twin Cities area, make sure you guys come out this Sunday, because Lazy Bone will be in the building. What's up?
Queen, my bag, I just, you know, I'm moving around right now, so I got a lot of things on my plate. I'm out with my little ones right now. We're kicking it, but I'm back.
Okay. I was just doing promo, so like I said, make sure if you guys are in the Twin Cities area, make sure you guys come out this Sunday. Actually, you know, this Sunday, Lazy Bone will be in the building with Felicia as well. You guys heard her interview earlier in the show. And Juvenile will be in the building. So make sure you guys come out this Sunday, Soundbar, DJ Inferno on the 1s and 2s. I got tickets on deck if you need some. There's tickets all over different outlets. So make sure you guys check that out. June 7th, Tuesday, will be in Cleveland also. So same show, same lineup, car show. Shout out to you know, basically Rolling Hard Entertainment. Shout out to them. Shout out to Samantha and Jay. Shout out to Jay Norton. Shout out to Kay Black, Plastic Boy Entertainment. So that being said, let's go ahead and get into these callers and press 1 if you guys are trying to go live with us. Let's go ahead and get into these callers. Let's see what the 302 894. Caller, you live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Saddam, my son. What's going on? Bo, you know what I'm saying? I was just talking to Russell Stewart not too long ago and everything. He told me that he was related to one of you guys or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I told him I was trying to reach out to you, you know what I mean, and work with you, you know what I mean, get a feature or something and bring you out in my town, you feel me? I'm out here in Delaware, you know what I'm saying, the 302 Tri-State area, old crazy Philly, Jersey, Delaware, you know what I mean? And we got crazy love for you out here, you know what I'm saying? Like, we grinding hard, you know what I'm ready to drop like 3 mixtapes right now, and you know what I'm saying? We just grinding from the bottom, you know what I'm saying? Real hard, you know what I mean?
Man, you can reach me at the proper email to hit me at, man, that comes straight to me, bro. And my management team is management@HarmonyHouse. You spell house, HOWSEENT.com. That's management@HarmonyHouseENT.com.
ENT.com. Okay, cool. I got it. I'm gonna be reaching out to you, man. Like ASAP, though. I appreciate it.
Okay.
You hear me? We going rap personally.
Oh yeah, let go ahead. Hit me up on that information, right? I just gave you, man, and then I'll make myself available to talk with you, bro. We can make it happen.
Cool. Hey Quinn. You there, Quinn? Hey Quinn, do me a favor. I'm out and about right now. Could you write that down for me? And I'm gonna hit you back personally. I got your number right from AC.
Okay then, I got you.
Okay, yeah, write that down for me. And I'm gonna hit you up personally, fam. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it, big homie.
Okay, it's all love, bro. I'll be looking forward, man. See, looking forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, Saddam, my son. That's the name.
Okay, come on.
All right, 100.
All right.
All right, let's go ahead and get into another caller from the 323-16. Caller, you live. Who is this and where you calling from? And do you have a question for Lazy?
Hey, yo, what it is like? It's your boy Hocus Pocus, DJ No Good. What's up with it, though, Queen T, Magafia, L. Burner? What's happening? What's good, y'all?
Oh, no. It's all good,
hey.
G.
Hey, that's what's up. I just want to give you a lot of respect. I seen y'all doing y'all thing at the Summer Jam a couple days ago. Y'all really killed it along with Kendrick Lamar. Y'all was my favorite performances. I wish y'all could have did more songs, but, you know, it was all love. I got mad respect for Bone Thugs and Harmony. My first CD that I ever bought, it was actually a cassette, was the Creeping on the Come Up. I was only like 8 years old, you know what I mean? So y'all been doing y'all things ever since then, and I got much respect for y'all, straight up.
Oh, man, I appreciate that love, bro, riding with us all these years, man. It ain't nothing but respect and love to the ones that have helped us and supported us all these years, man. You know, we can't do it without that real love, man, so, you know, I definitely appreciate it.
Indeed. You know, I was just calling to give my love to y'all, you know what I'm saying? I ain't been on the phone line in a minute. Much respect to you, Miss Queen T and Magasia. You know I love y'all. Hey, it's a trip that y'all got El. It's a trip y'all got El Burner on the radio today. I ain't even know, you know, I haven't been on the internet, none of that like that, so I haven't seen none of the promos, but I was listening to Creeping on the Come Up yesterday, straight up, like I had it on repeat, for real. So that's what's up. I got much respect for y'all. I try to do my little fast flow. You know, y'all inspired some of my songs. I got a song on the switchboard called No Panties On. I do the little fast flow. And that's just a tribute to y'all, Bone Thugs. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, for real. Salute.
Man, definitely, man. You do the same, bro.
For sure.
So, Hocus, I'm going to go ahead and get into that in a little bit later in the show, too. Thank you so much for calling in.
Definitely. Keep doing y'all thing.
All right. Yo, I'm going to say this real quick. We have a lot of callers calling in, so we're going to try to get as many callers as we can. So just keep, you know, I'm not saying Hocus was long, but I'm just going to say keep the questions kind of as short as you can so we can get a lot of people in as fast as we can. So we're going to get into the next caller from the 678-992. Caller, you live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's your boy, Mr. P.I. Double L to the Z from the CPGA, Mr. Pills, Doughboy, ATL, you know what it is. Shout out to Miss Queen
Queen T. Magasi, two of the hardest working women in the world. What's happening, boy?
Everything is good.
Hey, man, I'm trying to tell you, man, it's a blessing, you know what I'm saying, every day. And just like Hocus Pocus, shout out to the Hocus Pocus, man, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I definitely salute, you know what I'm saying, and keep doing this thing, you know what I'm saying? Y'all are legends in the game, so, hey, you already know. From the ATL to East 1999.
That's right, that's right. Nothing but love, bro.
Already. This your boy, Mr. Pills. Salute.
Mm-hmm. All right, Pills, thank you. Shout out to Mr. Pills. let's go ahead and get into another caller from the 414-722. Caller, you live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
What's going on? This is Bonafide, Mr. Bonafide Beats. I'm calling from Milwaukee. I want to send a big shout out to Lazy Bone. I actually just did a track for him and my homie in Texas, Kobe Bright. Shout out to Kobe Bright, Worldwide Hustler. He probably, I don't know if you remember or not, but he just did it. We just laced it up, finished putting this part down. We're going to have it released out next week. We're going to send everything back to Lazy Bone. Just want to send mad respect to him and a shout out to him. It's amazing to, you know, I've been listening to him since I was little, since my brother put me up on him. And I didn't actually produce the track and everything, you know, with him on there. So it's like a big honor for me. You know, it's like, you know, this is a legend right here. His name will never die, him or the other members of Bone. So, you know, it's just mad respect for him.
Oh, man, it's all love, bro. I do remember doing that not too long ago, man. I can't wait to hear that, too, bro. That track was fire, man. You need to send me some of that, man. Get that address from this, from Queens, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, man, get that and send me some. Let's work. We working.
I got you. I sent a bunch over not too long ago. I don't know if you got them or not, but I sent a bunch more over also. I keep sending them.
Okay, yeah, send it to that business line, man, so I'll make sure I get it for sure.
I got you. Milwaukee showing hella love to you. You know, everybody out here messing with you. You're a legend, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, all love, bro.
All right. Shout out to Milwaukee. Let's go ahead and get into another caller from 952-649. Caller, you're live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Oh, yo, what's up? This is Minneapolis, Minnesota. No, what up, Lazy?
What up, G? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm one of the opening acts that's gonna be opening up for y'all at the Soundbar. And yeah, man, I'm trying to reach out. I was writing down an email because I'm trying to get you on the feature, but I was dismissed it by a couple words. I got management, but yeah, I'm trying to work with y'all. I've been bumping y'all since I was a kid too, you know what I'm saying? Like Eddie. Feel me? So I'm just trying to reach out to you, and email all the way.
Okay, it's management at Harmony House, ENT, house spell HOWSE.
Okay. Yeah, man, for sure, man. I appreciate you coming to the app and, you know, holding it down, you know what I'm saying? I look forward to Sunday, for sure.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to rock out Sunday, man. We'll chop it up well.
All right, hey, good looking out. All right, what's up, Miss Queen? I see you out here.
Thank you. I'll see you all too. Right. I'm going to holler at you too after the show too, okay?
All right, bet.
Okay. No. Who's watching TV? Oh, that's Magazia. I'm sorry, I don't mean to put you on blast. Magazia, your background is out. All right, let's go ahead and get into another caller from the 216-209. Caller, you live. Who is this and where you calling from?
Yo, what's Hello? Good? Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yo, what's good? This Stoney, man. Calling from Cleveland, you know what I'm saying? 216 in the building.
Yeah.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How y'all ladies doing tonight?
We're doing great.
What's up, man?
How are you?
Popping, man.
Oh, what's man, up? Everything. Oh, go ahead. I'm bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
No, I thought he said something, but I was just saying, you know, much love. Cleveland is definitely in the house. You know, just saying what
Yo,
up
Stoney,
to my
Yo, Stoney, I know you're going.
Love.
I know you're going to see him perform live right on Friday.
Yeah, I might be there. I'm going to see what's up. You know what I'm saying? I got some things going on with my own. You know what I'm saying? I got some projects and all that. But I just wanted to say, though, shout out to Lazy. He laced my dude Undisputed track called Glory Days. It's out on iTunes right now. Like, that dude, like my brother, you know what I'm saying? So good luck to Lazy on that.
Okay, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. I'm trying to be everywhere around here.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, but for those of y'all who never been to Cleveland or who don't know about Cleveland, like, Lazy, this nigga is like a don out here, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's mad respect out here for him, Bone, and everything. Like, the whole movement, they changed the whole city. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Preach on that broom, Jack.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
All right,
but,
thank you so much. Have any more questions or anything out there you want to get out before I get to the next caller?
Yeah, I just want to say before I go right quick, you know what I'm saying, y'all can follow me on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, at SMG Stoney. I got an album that's out right now. I released it on the 20th. It's called Rockstar. It's on iTunes. It's on the link on my bio. And I also got a book out that I wrote and published last year called All or Nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's an urban fiction. And it's on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and all that. And that link is also on my Twitter. And that's SMGSTONEY. You feel me?
Cool. I'm going to follow you, G.
Yeah, man. Hit me up, G.
All right. For shizzle.
All right. Speaking of hometown, hometown love and support, Lazy, I know, like, a lot of people, like, they, like, out here in my city, they like to, you know, leave the city and, you know, find love elsewhere. How important, or do you think it's important to get first, like, when you're trying to make it in the game, is it important to, you know, get the support of your own city first? Or, like, how do you feel about that, about, you know, the local and the hometown support?
I mean, I feel you definitely got to have your hometown behind you. You know, that's where you start from. You start making your name right there where you at, you know what I mean? So once you get that support and you got your city behind you and your family behind you and your hood behind you, then I definitely feel like it's very important to also spread your wings and get out of your city and go other places. You know, if you're really trying to do something, you got to expand. You know, it's all about networking and expansion. So, you know, you start at home, and then you do things that make your city proud of you, so that the young crowd up under you, the next generation, they got something to build off of. It's all about building stepping stones.
That's nice. Yeah, I definitely. Shout out to everybody. You know, in Cleveland, it's a nice city. I've been out there, and I actually got the link up with Flesh and the whole Duct Tape gang out there, so shout out to them too. So let's go ahead and get into a couple more callers. I see 262 is heavy on the switchboard, so we're going to get into these 262s real quick. Let me see. 262-676, calling you live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello. This is Vizori. I'm calling from Racine, Wisconsin. So what's
hey,
up,
how
Lazy?
You doing?
I'm okay.
It's who?
How you doing?
Who is it?
This is DeZoria.
DeZoria?
Yes.
Oh, the name sounds very familiar.
Yeah. That, so how are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. This Mama Zoria?
Yeah.
Oh, well, all right. How you doing? Get to talk to you over the radio, huh? That's what's happening.
I have a question. So how does it feel to be one of the groups, the only group actually, to have done a song with Biggie and Tupac?
I mean, it's absolutely a blessing, Zoria, for real. You know what I mean? It's like it's one of those things that cement our legacy in history. You know, just to be able to collab with those guys and the legacy that they left behind, leaving the world so early. You know, it's something that no other rap group or rappers can say that they did.
You know, nobody else can say I got a song with Biggie and Tupac, as well as Big Pun, you know, and things like that. So it's just, it's an honor. It was an honor to work with those guys. And it's something that we always have up under our belt, you know, just like we got plans to perform with those guys in the future. You know, they got things like the holograms and all that now, and we the only ones that can bring them back to life on stage like that in the same set. So it's an honor. It was a privilege.
That's cool. So you're going to be putting it down out here in Minnesota Sunday.
Yeah, we gonna get it in, man. Me, Felicia, my brother Big Sloan will be in the building. You know, we're going to be shooting a video out there for one of the singles that Sloan is doing. So we coming to do it. We doing it big.
Okay, well, I look forward to that. I most definitely will be in the building.
All right, well, we're going to get it in.com.
Okay, I'll let all the other callers get a chance to call in. You all have a good night.
You too. Thank you for calling in.
All right, thanks. Yeah, but Queen.
I think her phone was kind of like probably messed up real quick. You have to go?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm on mute. My bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna take one more, and then I gotta get on. But I love everybody, and I definitely appreciate y'all, man, taking this time to do the interview and helping us promote the show and all that, man. So I just wanted to run down that whoever need to get in contact with me about features and, you know, future projects and things like that, I just wanted to run that email one more time, which is management@harmonyhouseent.com. Follow me on Twitter, LazyBTNH. You know, check me out on Facebook, LazyBone, Bone Thugs and Harmony's Facebook. And, you know, you can get our schedule and see exactly what we up to. Me and Felicia got a lot of shows coming up this summer and all throughout the year, man. So we working. I appreciate the support over all the years, man, and I love my fans, and I love my family, and I just got love, man. I'm full of love, and I'm keeping this music going, and just going to keep the excellence going. You know, I strive on excellence, and this is what we do. So we're going to rock out in Cleveland come this Friday. It's going down at Club Earth. You know, and then Sunday is going down again in Minneapolis. So everybody come out, man, and support and show the love, and we're gonna throw a hell of a show.
Definitely, and I'm so excited to I'm excited for it. So we definitely gonna be in the building for that. So thank you so much for coming through. You know what? You say you want to take one more caller?
Yeah, I take one more caller, then I got to get on. And
all right, then. I definitely understand. And I apologize to people that, because there's always a lot of callers. So, like you said, make sure you guys hit them up, Twitter, Facebook, you know, that email, anything like that. You guys didn't get a chance to get in contact with him. But we're going to take another caller from the 786-301. Call you live. Who is this and where you calling from?
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Vinci, POP. Man, listening.
Hey, Vinci, how you doing?
What's good, Magasia? What's good?
So, man, we got Lazy from Bone Thugs and Harmony online. Do you have a question?
You know what I'm saying? Really, a question I would have is, being in the game so long, like, what experience you can share with us up-and-coming independent artists?
I mean, man, basically, man, I got so many experiences throughout the years, bro. It's just, man, you know, just I would give more of advice than experience. You know what I mean? I learned to tend to my business more than I do the party aspect of the game. You know what I mean? So
right.
Just being independent, man, just understand that it's show business. It's a show. That's the fun part. Then it's business, and that's the tedious part, man. So you got to tend to both of them.
Appreciate that. Yeah, definitely. All right, that's pretty much it.
And before I get out of here, Queen, and hey, yo, I just want y'all to know, man, I got a line of lazy wear coming out, which is pajamas. You know, my last name is House. I'm building my house brand, Stephen House, coming out with the house coats and the house shoes, everything laid back and sleepwear type of vibe. I got a bomb couture pajama line coming out. And also, I'm doing the lingerie line for the women, which is called Lingerie. So be looking out for all that, ooh, man. I'm keeping the women sexy, and I'm on my Hugh Hefner with the pajama clothing line. So be looking out for me on that, man. I got the house shoes, house coats, pajamas, and everything laid back, lazy type. So just be looking out for that, man, and the music, Perfect Timing, Felicia's album, Before My Time, her new single, Love Out There. We doing it, man. So I appreciate all the support, man, and I hope everybody continue to support us throughout the years. And I'll definitely be doing another interview with y'all soon so we can take more calls. And I want to really get more in depth of what I got coming out. And all that. But I want to just say, come on out to the shows. Cleveland, stand up. Minneapolis, stand up. Tri-City, y'all know how we do, man. Bone Thugs and Harmony Eternal.
All right. Before we let you go, when can we expect the clothing line? Or when can we expect, you know, the clothes and all that stuff to drop?
I'm looking at the top of 2014, so I got music. I'm finna hit them hard with the music for the rest of this year, and then I'll be ready to drop all that stuff once my music get the bubbling and all that stuff take off like how. If everything go according to plan, which I feel it is because it's in the Lord's hands, but just be looking at that at the top of 2014. Hopefully it'll be ready for Christmas and all that.
Definitely. All right, thank you so much for coming through, you know, on the Miss Queen T. Amagasia show on Next to Blow Radio here. It was a pleasure having you again on the show. Be looking forward to seeing you on Sunday. And, you know, you're more than welcome to come back at any time when you're ready to, you know, let the world know what else is that you're dropping. And we still need some radio drops, so I'm going to go ahead and email you a drop script to that email that you had sent, we're, you know, promoting out there. So hopefully we can get some radio drops as well. And again, make sure you guys follow him on Twitter too, at LazyBTNH, if you guys didn't get your questions out. And I would definitely apologize for that. And thank you so much again for coming through.
Okay, and I'll definitely get those drops to you right away. It won't be no long turnaround. I'll get that to you, man, no doubt.
Definitely. All right. And then before you go, can you go ahead and introduce one of these Bone Thugs and Harmony tracks that we have? We have Thuggish, Ruggish Bone, we got Crossroads, and First of the Month.
Okay. So since it's check time, EBT time around this month, we're going to go ahead and shout out that First of the Month, Bone Thugs and Harmony, man. Much love for forever, ever. And right here, y'all checking it out. First of the month, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Having a wonderful day, and I was back with my wife. the first that I'm on. Smoking, joking, rolling, busting, living on 40 ounces again. Come, come, we got the bus and rum. All night we high, get up to back to where 99. I get with my nigga to give it some day, yo. Double up, nigga, what you need? We got weed, we need your team. Big money, green league. Double up for the first to show, but it lay low. Because the 4-4 beat when they roll so low. If you can't get away, but it's okay, yeah, yo. Keep your bank low. Yeah. We're having a celebration. Sure to stay high. You can never leave with the time to grind. I'm down for mine. Crime after crime. From the creep to the bag, cause mom got a grub on the grill. If we got the boo, oh. You know what's the first of the month, and my nigga, we kill us for real. Wake up.
Your lesson. I hope you heard every word I fucking say. I be the this nigga by the name of Tama Davis. A lot of people say I'm gonna make it famous. The truth is I'm a ruthless kid who stick like your eye with a motherfucking stainless. I got some little wannabes wanna beat me. I can't wait for these snatchers on three. Something only gave speed with a style like this. 4-8-6-1-9-8-3. Niggas make believe, I'm making bitches believe in me. Find bitches with me. Take it home, take it in your knees. Give me dough, let me keep me weaving. And get broke in your butt cheeks. Just like that. 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 Hell yeah, hey, bring that back. Back, back,
Page. Make sure you guys tune in next week.
We do got Joker, the Joker coming in, and Kovan, you know, an artist out of here on my own. You already know. So we're going to get it in with them this coming Tuesday, next Tuesday. So it's going to be a nice show. And tune in every day. We got a lot of shows here every day. Hopefully Wednesday we'll be back on Hocus. But but definitely, hey, we got a lot of shows every day. Shout out to the whole staff. Crush the Catalyst, Lyrical Incision, Minnesota Fresh, Tadal, Miss Chocolate and Suave, myself and Magasia, Jizzle, and you already know, and Hocus too. He's always going to be family regardless. And we definitely appreciate everybody for calling in tonight. Magasia, do you have anything else you want to put out there?
Listen, I am an Instagram freak. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, okay? I don't care about Twitter, I'm joking. No, but seriously, I breathe and sleep Instagram on Instagram right now. But let's see, I'm following on Instagram at Magasia_promotions. Magasia, MATASSIA. If you don't know how to spell promotions, shame on you. But shout out to everyone else tuning in. I had a ball with Felicia and Lazy from both of the Harmony Awards. With Queen T. We want to say shout out to everybody that was tuned in. Shout out to the block caller. Yeah, we see you. For everybody we couldn't get to, we definitely apologize about that. And if you're tuned in, make sure you hit us up on Twitter or Instagram. Let us know you're tuned in. And we'll be back next week. Of course, next week's going to be crazy. We got a little bit of craziness and a little bit of sassiness. So it's going to be really nice. So same time next week. Same station, and make sure, you know what I'm saying, y'all tune in Thursday to Next to Blow Radio with the other staff members, and we're going to definitely get it in, and good night. Oh, and I want to drop it low, you know, T, I want to drop it low real quick, so I'd love to hear that cast, drop it low.
Definitely, once my computer is acting right, once you get some act right, oh my God. No, but before we get into that drop below, I have this pulled up real quick, and I'm going to go ahead and get into this real quick while I pull up drop below, since this is already up. We're going to get into this Felicia again, her track right here, All Good. You should already know this track. Make sure you guys go YouTube this song real quick. I'm going to play it first, maybe minute of it, and then we're going to get into Cast, Drop It Low, and then we might as well get into another Bone Thugs and Harmony track, so stay tuned for these goodies, and also make sure you guys go download that Next to Blow Radio app on your Google Market. Make sure you guys support that right there, and you already know. Anything else, hit us up Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Magasia's voice, and thank y'all so much for tuning in. All right, then. It's All Good in my Felicia voice featuring Crazy Bone. Let's go.
So he's paging me again.
I've been paging you?
Yeah, he's always paging me.
That's how he do.
low. Girl, pause, bring it up slow. Girl, come in, be my show. Girl, that don't make you no hope. Girl, that just makes you a pro. Girl, come in, live in my zone. World, I bet I can make your toes. Curl, if you make me forget about my old. Girl, you dancing like a stripper. So I'ma be your tipper. We faded, no clipper. Put my wood in your chipper. She popping, no pimple. Her ass cheek got dimples. We can do it in the back of the rental. Ride this dick to the instrumental. Hey, girl, I know you heard about me. This, that, and the third about me. I bet I can make you spread the word about me. Cause a lot of bitches' feelings get hurt about me. I know they told you that this dick don't plow. Make a gay bitch straight, he make a straight bitch gay. I bet they told you that this dick don't plow. Make a gay bitch straight, he make a straight bitch gay. Hey,
see the fantasy here and see the
from your mama, no ass shot.
Okay.
You slide in the ones they pass out. In the fourth quarter, you can take the last shot. Drop it like a anvil. I'ma be the road runner. You gon' need some Advil. You gon' have a sore stomach. That means I'm in your real case. That means I'm in your abdomen. That nigga you with be short stabbing. Me, I got a javelin. Now drop it like a loop song. Don't stop. Get it, get we smoking on that too strong. Take that, did it, did it. Purr for me, kitty, kitty. Tricks up for kids, silly, silly. They call me Casanova, I'm living proof. I eat that pussy, forbidden fruit. I'm in her mouth like a wisdom tooth. When I'm in town, you got a missing boot. So put that bitch on a milk cart, and I'ma send her home for still fight.
She the fantasy here in Chino. I'm fighting like the Parker, and I fight like Keisha Cole.
Man, CB coming straight out of Sick Deep ENT, and you are now tuned in to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on Next to Blow Radio. Bitch! Straight like that, nigga.
Sick Deep Entertainment.
I'm so flat, straight like that. I'm so flat, straight like that. Straight like that. You don't want it. Lego. I'm so flat, straight like that. Catch me in the club in the booth with a back. Six deep fitted with my chucks all black. Pocket full of green and my jeans all black. Restain me the beat. Fresh say snap. I'ma snap back on these niggas like hats. Eyes so low. Can't even see. I don't really care. Pass me the weed. Bone stank like a just farted. Walmart shown, but the coochie be the target. Better get your money while you worrying about a hoe. Pull out the fire, I'ma light up the joint. Fight might have shown, ain't never been me. Before my respect, I'm a D-I-E. Y'all so lame, L-A-M-E. I'm so L-I-V-E. Keep my cool, cause still got the heat. If it got beef, Reese, put him in the grease. Getting to the money, that's what I was taught. If you beef on me, then it ain't my fault. I'm clean, straight like that. I'm so clean, straight like that. Check my swag, straight like that. I'm so fly, straight like that. Check my swag, straight like that. I'm so fly, straight like that. Check my swag, straight like that. I'm so fly, straight like that. Straight like that, straight like that. Check my swag, straight like that.
Gotta catch ghosts. Pay me for the bread, then you gotta get toast.
she a model, strike that pose, then give me headshots like Vogue, pose for the camera, most actors, till I get the torn top, banging like hammers, y'all can't see me, got me feeling like Phantom, three bad hoes, got me feeling like Santa, no stress, plus I got a ball, Garnet, these lies, far-fetched, transform in the booth, Clark can't fly, I rep the foe, that's my set, if a nigga got pressure, we just shoot it off his chest, fast, 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 who next?
Right here with my heat getting low. First let me explain that I'm just the black man. And I come from the dark side, so I'm having a hard time staying on track, man. My mind be racing, and I don't even know what I'm chasing yet. Been in and out of relationships, I'm down on the seat of me with the complications at. But I'm laying back, you get that peace of mind of me. I thought I was right, but really I'm wrong. And again, I was too blind to see. I was in the fast lane, chasing my dream. And then the team, when the fame and cash came, they just got me going crazy. I've been so faded, trying to erase it, but I just take her. The drama just goes greater. And I've been in so many collisions, I'm putting shit up to later.
I try so hard, can't seem to get away from misery. Man, I try so hard, always be a victim of history. It ain't my fault, cause I try to get away, but trouble follows me. And still I try so hard, hoping one day you'll come and rescue. I'll be posted up right here. Hell's no rush until then. I'll be posted up right here with my feet getting no.
It's like I'm taking 5 steps forward and 10 steps back. Trying to get ahead of the game, but I can't seem to get it on track. And I keep running away the ones that say they love me the most. How could I create the distance when it's supposed to be close enough? I just don't know, but I'll be out here fighting demons. And it's like a curse that I can't shake this part of Cleveland. And Lord, would you help me? Stop this pain, I keep inflicting on my family. Hustling and gambling, tricking and scambling, and losing sight of what I'm supposed to be having. It's hard to manage, cause every day's a challenge. And man, I'm slipping, can't lose my balance. I'm trying not to panic.
I try so hard, can't seem to get away from this.
They gonna come down to this.
My life is a movie, put it on camera, rolling in the fast lane, speeding right past you, yeah. Say my life is a movie, put it on camera, rolling in the fast lane, speeding right past you, yeah. Say life, camera, action, picture in motion, all eyes on me. Picture me rolling like Pac in the 9. Yeah, I got the juice coming straight out the booth. Yeah, duh, be the truth every time I hit the block. As far as in the hood, where they whipping on crank and blowing on good. If it's peace, then I'm pain. Minutes to society, cool, then it's time of day. Something like Friday, sitting in the driveway, rolling on good. Talking loud, pimping right outside the club. Say, I love the 8 pounds. What you heard of is acting like he is me. In a dirty third, yeah, I'm mounted like me. I got the sick of making cash money, so the haters wanna fly. Take it to the room, so they wanna have sex. Paris Hilton, young K, cash, rated AAA. Yeah, my life is a movie.
Life is a movie.
Put it on camera.
Put it on camera.
Rolling in the fast lane.
Yeah.
Beating right past ya. Yeah. Say my life is a movie.
Life is a movie.
World of hip paparazzi get their passes on, looking like a million. Part of my budget, call it Denzel. Every time I'm in public, left the house in the back, hang back in the roller. Can't remember last night, like a hangover. I'm never sober. See it in my eyes, damn fake like red and meth. How high can I be and still roll without catching a case? The world is mine, like Tony, aka Scar Face, on the passenger side. Olive, Mary Jane, Peggy, or maybe Lisa Ray is the reality show. Call it thug and hip hop, all the flavor of dub. 20 holes at the spot, right before the movie drop. The food then hit the street. Call Olive, Mary Jane, Singleton, and Spike Lee.
Yeah, my life is a movie.
Life is a movie.
Put it on camera.
Put it on camera.
Rolling in the fast lane.
Yeah.
Beating right past you. Yeah. Say my life is a movie.
Life is a movie.
My life is a movie.
Life is a movie.
say this shit. I said I'm fucked up like 10 parties, got a bad bitch.
Pay-per-view. Age 35, best trade, R.I.C. wants my tequila before sunrise. She's a trip, but I fell for it. Grab life by the horns, she's a tourist.
You say you want me to stay home tonight. Girl, and I'll be okay if it's what you want, and I'll be here with you.
I'm stuck. This your boy Haitian Bob. Orange County logo. Hey, fast start, we got another one. I'm done.
Let's go.
This is another one. Hey, hey, here we go. Take them back. DJ Fast Talk. Here we go. Still in, baby.
Rick, get it.